It's 10 o'clock Mountain Time, time for the award-winning Tom and Shane. We're going to do fact-checking November 8th predictions that we made a couple of days ago before the election, and how did we do? And, well, we were right on a lot of things, but not on other things, and it wasn't a sweep as we thought it might be. So, I never thought it was a sweep. I never thought we were going to have a red wave coming. And said that last Tuesday. So I predicted I didn't think the Republicans would get the Senate. I still don't think they'll get it. And I think I predicted the House of Representatives would be 221 to 225. So I may be right on that one. But let's jump in, Shane, and see where we are, because we've got the governor's races. The way they're counting votes in Arizona, I don't have confidence Carrie Lake is going to be the governor of because her opponent is the Secretary of State, so controls the election and didn't recuse herself, as you know. So I'm not sure what's going to happen there, and it's so stupid. And we talked about this before we went on the air, how stupid it is that they can't count the votes. What's the deal? What's the problem? Every other state's doing fine. Florida has 10 times the population of Arizona.
Not quite.
Well,
4 times.
But even California. Yeah. I mean, they got the thing in. What's the problem?
Well, when you analyze it from a distance, I mean, it's pretty remarkable. Losing the governor's race in New York resulted in them picking up 5 seats in New York, because the Republican had coattails. And Long Island's all Republican, and, Hillary Clinton has a Republican a member of Congress in her district, so she'll be happy about that.
I'm sure.
When you look at 75% of the American people supposedly think the country's going in the wrong direction, and they just continue voting the way they have voted for what 50 years. Mm-hmm. It's just you go, okay, what's coming is great for the Republicans, because it was a sweep. It wasn't a street cleaning. They'll win the House, they'll win the Senate. Right now it's 48-48. They'll take Alaska. Murkowski will be gone, so that's 49. They'll take Nevada, Laxalt, that's 50. I do think that Masters may have a chance in Arizona if they get their shift together. The governor was down 15 points election night, and now she's down like 0.5. 650,000 votes were casted on election day by people who brought, they ordered their ballot, filled it out, and they brought it in. Thank God they did, because, they printed, for everyone else, they printed ballots and then ran out of ink to print them. The incompetence in Arizona is just beyond belief. And it's the governor who's responsible for it, or the gal running for governor, as you said, who's responsible for it. So, here she is, doesn't recuse herself, and she's the responsible person. She's responsible for what happened. She should resign.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
No, I know it's not going to happen, but that,
Yeah. No, I know.
The Senate will not. Yeah. The Senate won't go through Georgia. I think Masters will probably win in Arizona if they get it right. Hopefully they will.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get, 48-48 right now. Alaska's 49. Nevada is 50, and Arizona's 51. And if everything goes well in Georgia and the Republicans don't beat themselves up, they'll have 52 in the Senate. And I think you're right; it'll be around 125 in the House, but they'll have a, they'll have a majority. Of course, the left media and the woke media is all saying, "But he can't hurt these cats; they'll all not vote together." It's already started.
Yeah. So, I don't think they're going to get the Senate. Yeah, I agree with you. They're going to, Alaska is going to be Republican because there are two of them running. So, it's going to be one or the other. So they're going to have a Republican. So that gives them 49. They may win Nevada. which would give them 50. I don't hold out any hope for them in Arizona or Georgia, either one. Herschel Walker is not going to win that runoff. That's not going to happen. So,
well, it doesn't make sense. I believe last time there was vote rigging, particularly in Georgia, where they added votes, waited for the roll vote to come in. If you notice, I was right this time. The roll vote in Georgia was late coming in, way late. Yeah. And until they said that, you know, they'd had most of the ballots in Atlanta and Philadelphia County. But the important thing about the Herschel thing is it doesn't make sense. The governor, white guy, wins the election by 300,000 over his opponent, who's a black woman. Yeah. And Herschel can't pick up 60,000 votes from him, you know. So now the governor's saying, oh, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to hustle with Herschel and, you know, take him, you know, be on his side, and hopefully in the runoff, people that didn't vote for won't. Yeah, there's about 90,000 independents that voted, or, you know, libertarians that said they're not going to vote for either of them. They're both a couple of devils, and they don't want anything. I don't know who they voted for before, but
yeah. Well, nationwide exit polls, inflation, number one, abortion, number two, and that's why Herschel is not there. And a lot of these races hinged on abortion, because 25 states, I think, had some form of abortion measure on their ballot. So that, I think, stopped.
Yeah, but that's a contradiction. I mean, the woke is beating up Herschel about paying for women to have abortions. You'd think he'd be their hero.
No, that is the way it works. Sorry.
I know. It's okay for a Democrat to pay for abortions, but boy, if you're a Republican paying for abortions,
that ain't going to work. Nope. They should have had the kid. You know, that's what Herschel should have done. That's what the Democrats are saying. So the
Hispanics didn't surprise us. They did vote in line with what we thought they would for the Republican Party, particularly in states like Texas, California, for sure. Looks like
the
Republicans are going to pick up three or four seats in California. That's pretty impressive. Yeah, you know, beating up the Democratic chairman of the Congressional Caucus, you know, the guy who was running the election for the House. He lost.
Well, the reason he lost, he changed districts. The guy who was in his former district won. He shouldn't have changed districts. So he should have stayed where he was. So otherwise, he probably would have won. But yeah, he got his clock cleaned pretty well. But Bruce says, I suck. I'm always the optimist. Bruce had like 80, I think, on the House, and so I don't know, 20 on the Senate or something like that.
I'm with you, buddy. I'm with you, Bruce.
Well, Montana's still staying red, so I guess that's okay.
Oh, did they finally give Zinke the seat?
They did. Yesterday or today, sometime. I don't remember, but it was quite a battle between those two. So I think we're going to be pretty red. Bozeman itself isn't, nor is Gallatin County. So we're in Dem territory here. So I guess we'll just have to make the best of it.
Yeah, you're in that commie red county. Yeah, commie red county. We might be socialists, but you live in a communist county.
That's for sure. That's where I find myself. I don't know. It's pretty bad. So
I think you should get all your friends out and get out there on Main Street and paint it red. I really do.
That'll work. Yeah, we should do that. Yeah. Well, I don't know. The house is up for grabs. They got 201 for the Democrats, 211 for the Republicans so far, and they've got a 20 or so seats still in Arizona, Nevada, and New York. Yeah, 435. Yeah,
Yeah. So, you know, if you got 221, you've got like 20, you know, 20, 24 seats to be decided on. I would expect maybe at least 10 of those will go Republican from what we're
going to I don't know about that. I don't know. That's pretty optimistic.
Well, they only need seven. So.
Well, it depends on what states they're in, because these have all these districts have been redrawn. So if they're Democrat states, that doesn't mean much.
Don't care. So.
Okay. Bruce is saying, they announced Zinke this morning at 8:30. So we've got two Republican representatives going to the House. So that's an extra seat there, because this is the first time in several years that we've had two representatives from Montana. So that's where we find ourselves with.
Well, I just want you to know, I'm so happy to see you're alive and that the democracy didn't die. And I'm happy to see you alive on your birthday. So happy birthday! I'm glad you're alive. You're alive.
Yeah.
Even though the Democrats lost, and probably the Republicans, they're going to stop them. I mean, whether they get the Senate or not doesn't matter. They get the House. Lame duck, dead duck, whatever you want to call Biden.
Yeah, it's gridlock. The one thing the House could do is pull out all these ridiculous investigations of everybody.
Everybody in the Democratic Party loved all their investigations. They've been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah, well, it was stupid for them. It's stupid for the Republicans, in my opinion.
So. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Why not? Well, no. They got to come out and clarify the American people this whole thing about Biden and his corruption and his family, his brothers, both of them, his sister, his son, himself. You know, I mean,
Biden can pardon all of them. Is that
what we're going? He has to do, you know, and run on the fact that they discovered that he's a crook, a scoundrel, a thief. You know, the only thing that won't be there maybe is murder. We'll find out. Yeah. Maybe that's involved.
Well,
you might as well have the entire list. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter if you're a crook. Trump won. Come on.
I mean, geez. Yeah. Well, they're all crooks, right? They're all crooks.
Well, it's obvious they can't do anything else, so they have to run for office. So. I don't know. I should have done that. I mean,
I don't think Trump's going to run. By the way, I don't think he's going to run.
This may have convinced him that he might be. I don't know.
I told you that wouldn't be the reason. The reason would be if he wasn't going into 24 with a strong hold on the House and the Senate to try and maintain and run.
Yeah.
He won't run. And, you know, DeSantis, you know, I mean, maybe he will. He's going to announce on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going to make a big
deal. Yeah.
You know, there's no point in getting in.
Getting what?
You interrupt me. Well, no, you interrupt me. What you want to say?
I didn't interrupt you. I didn't say anything.
Yeah, of course you did. You do it all the time.
I didn't say a word.
Yeah, you did. You went, So I stopped talking. You know, it's like you say, when I stop talking, you say something.
Okay. All right. Well, finish your thought then, because I didn't say anything.
No, it's not important.
Okay. All right. Well, if you say so. All right. Well, this is kind of an exercise in futility, because we don't have the info we need to say if we're right or we're wrong. So
it's a dead ringer.
Wait until next week. Yeah.
That's a dead ringer. You know, the election's buried now, and a string has been strung to a bell above, you know, to decide who won. Because, you know, the election was buried without it being completed. And, you know, an election should be held in the day, like in my country and most countries in the world that are democracies. You know, yours is an ongoing election for a week, a month. Look, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's absurd. It's such an absurdity that, like this law in Georgia, 50.1%. I mean, really? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Well, you want somebody that half the people want. I mean, I understand that.
Really?
You know? Well, there's several states that do that. You know, Georgia's not the only one.
I know that, but it's just,
yeah, I know you know that. I'm just pointing it out to the people watching us who may not know that.
Just, it makes no sense, Tom. I mean, you know, Texas and Florida had it done in 2 hours. You know,
I know. No, I just, yeah, I understand that. Yeah, I even New York pulled. You know, they had the governor done before midnight here. So, yeah, I don't know what you got to do.
Well, all our in our country, all of the ballots that are mailed in are open, you know, on election day. But, mm-hmm. you know, while everybody's coming in to vote, like I do with a piece of paper and pencil, you know, they're tallying those mm-hmm. at a sure. table in the back room in that in the you know, district, you call it districts, mm-hmm. Yeah. you know, but and then tallying them back there. And they've got a member of every party there
mm-hmm.
to oversee it. You know, at every table,
mm-hmm.
they have a member oh, yeah. of every, you know, there's three or four tables in there for you to go up. And if you're straight out voting, you got to, you know, give them your address and your card that says, you know, here's your card. And they mm-hmm. take the card and they look it with, and then they take out a ruler and scratch out. And you know, yeah. anyway, you sign the card that says you'll only vote once. Otherwise it's a crime. And they give yeah. you a pencil and a golf pencil and a piece of paper. So yeah, it's all go. Done together, right? You know, on yeah. election day.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, the other thing too that I, yeah, the other thing I wonder about, Shane, is that you know, they were calling Florida really early in the evening.
It was a blowout, Tom. Come on.
It was a blowout. Yeah. Well, hang on. I know it was a blowout. The point is,
Wisconsin's won every county, every single county.
The point is, if you'll let me finish.
No.
The point is that polls were open all the way across the country, clear to California. And if Democrats were in fear in those other areas when polls were still open, maybe people who didn't think they would vote decided, hey, we better go down and vote. And I would suggest that we don't have any results until every poll till Hawaii is closed. And if you want to start, you know, doing the tallies the following day and announce the winners, then I think that's a more fair way to do it.
Well, California.
And I think you do that in Canada.
No, we don't. Anyway, you don't listen. So, you know, if Florida's amazing. I mean, what, 2 months ago plus, they had one of the worst hurricanes in history. You know, millions without yeah. power. Mm-hmm.
We're getting another one.
Bridges blown out, and in you know, causeways to islands and isthmuses and whatever. And yeah. The governor of the state got it all fixed in time for the election.
Yeah.
And in 2 hours, they had it all done. So mm-hmm. you can't come up with some ideal way. These states that are involved in this delay and destroy effort. It's back to one of, we can't rule if we can't run, if we can't, you know, if this country isn't ours to do what we want with, then the mm-hmm. Democrats, you know, we've done it before. We're going to take it down and destroy it with the anarchy, rioting, looting, burning, mm-hmm. whatever we have to do. Cause you know, we're just not, you know, we're only one fit to govern. It's just, mm-hmm. I mean, that's what goes on in countries like Iraq and Afghanistan, and, you know.
Yeah, well, at least you stick your finger in a bottle of blue ink, let you know that you voted. So that's a good deal. I think we should do that. I think we should do the dip your finger in the ink deal. So I don't know. Well, the other thing I guess we need to talk about before we go, Shane, is this vote in Arizona. Longer this thing goes and the more complicated and the more problems they have, how soon before the lawsuits start flying in from the losers, whoever loses, the lawsuits start flying in?
They've got lawyers in all these states. But look, here we are again, 2 years later, same deal, 46,000 votes in Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Michigan decided the election last time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
5,000 votes. When Trump won, it was 5 states. He blew the wall up in the Northeast with the Democrats in Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and the difference was 145,000 votes.
Yeah.
And the idiot that ran against Obama in 2012 from Utah, it was the same thing. Actually, it was less, 120,000 votes, and he didn't want to recall, and he wasn't going to challenge it, because he screwed up and shift his pants during the debate. He won, he got Obama on the ropes in the first debate about the Middle East and the collapse, and then let him off the ropes. He let him out of the corner. He didn't go after him and attack him and Hillary and what was going on in North Africa and the Middle East, but. So there you go. Yeah. I mean, that's what happens in politics in your country.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah. When we vote in, when we vote in our states, it's mob rule. And when we vote for the president, then it's electoral college. So,
yeah, go look up the definition that psychologists have for a simpleton and idiot. Mm-hmm. And then measure that against some of these people that the American people voted, like for Senate.
Mm-hmm.
The measure of absurdity is, it's just like I said, I'm not going to, I'm not even going to play devil's advocate anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Pennsylvania, I was pretty sure with everything that he wanted to do that he would pull that out. He got the sympathy vote.
He did the same thing Biden did. So.
Yeah. 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 Well, he did do it.
The only person that didn't work for was, that ex-anchor of CNN. Remember when he had, he had COVID and he was in his basement.
Yeah.
So. And then he got caught riding a bike and coming upstairs and whatever.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't running for anything, but got thrown.
Nobody's gone. He's gone.
Well, he's back. He's on another network. He's not on CNN, but he's back.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So. Like his boyfriend who lost the show after him, who's in the morning with glasses. He's wearing glasses now. Looks smarter, like me. I should take mine off.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't want to look smart anymore. I really don't want to look smart. Anyway, your site is pretty good. I mean, I love going there because it's an interesting thing to look at. It's 48-48 for the Senate, 201 as you said, 211. For the Republicans, they need 7 more seats and 17 for the Dems. It'll be interesting. I guess the thing to laugh about now is if for some reason, not that it's likely because I haven't looked at a lot of these congressional seats, I do think the Republicans will be okay. But how funny would it be if the Dems did keep it and Nancy Pelosi was still in charge? That would be laughable. It really would be.
That would be so. Well, Nancy's not going anywhere. I know you think she's going to bail out, but I don't think she doesn't want to leave that as her legacy. So I think she's going to hang around a little bit longer. So I think she will.
Maybe till the Biden decides he's going to run or something like that.
Well, he already said he would.
He's going to make a decision. He's going to have a discussion with his family and his two dead sons, because he talks to dead people. So he's going to have a conversation with all of them. And sometime at the beginning of the year, he'll make a decision. But he won't make it before Trump. If Trump's not running, Biden won't. Because DeSantis will just destroy it. He will. I mean, DeSantis, if Trump doesn't run, DeSantis is the next president of the United States. He is.
Depends on who he runs against.
I don't know. Florida's red, baby.
Got to take more in Florida.
Ohio, and Texas, that's for the Republicans. Yeah. You take those three states in the presidential election, you'll win. Florida, Ohio, and Texas. And the rest will follow. That's not my opinion. That's just a historical record.
Yeah.
I'm not making a I'm not making a call here. I'm never going to do this again. I will refer to the historical record only.
Yeah. Well, the historical record blew it this time around because there was no major pickup of seats in this election. So, as I said, it's an election like no other. We've never had this many things on the ballot before at one time. You know, and it got a lot of people out.
Biden and you called it. Biden and you called it. Women in your country don't care about their kids. They don't care about their education. They don't care about inflation, the threat of nuclear war. Oh, and of course, you saw the announcement today the Russians made about withdrawing from, from Ukraine. Boy, this is Afghanistan all over again. Same thing happened there.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean, they didn't leave Afghanistan until the West gave, you know, what's his name? Idiot terrorists from Afghanistan, you know, missiles and everything to blow all the tanks up in the helicopters. Instead of going after Russia, you went after the U.S. Like, imagine. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. So
go figure, right?
All right.
The enemy of my enemy isn't my friend.
Yeah, that's true. All right, I need to remind you, the award-winning Tom and Shane, we are live on radio every Saturday, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. Listen live at KMMSAM.com. Nothing to join, no sign-up needed, no email, no personal information. All you do is go over there, click, and listen. And if you missed any of our past shows, including this one, they are all up on Tom and Shane at KMMSAM.com. Just click on Tom and Shane's podcast, and you'll be able to go over and see all of our podcasts, and that's a wonderful thing. And I also want to welcome all of our new subscribers, Shane. We got a lot of new subscribers recently, so we hope that you will continue to watch us and tell your friends and share these with your friends and neighbors. And I hope you'll subscribe if you haven't already, and ring the notification bell. You'll be notified no matter what time zone you're in when we're on. Like us, leave a comment, because, well, they like that kind of stuff. And if you like sports show monetarily, and why wouldn't you, Shane and I'll do a bunch of wonderful stuff for you. So there's a link in the description below on that. Yes. Yes, sir.
Are you done?
No, you wanted to make a point.
Oh, yeah, final comment. I just was waiting for you to do your rant. Are you done with your rant? Okay.
Well, we got to talk about StreamYard. That there's a free link in the description below for that. So, final thought. Go for it.
Okay, so we all know that Shane started this last May about the market, particularly about your debt. And then I followed it up last November and told you, get out of the market. This is the top. And I said you had till the end of December to get out. You had 2 months. So those of you that paid attention, terrific. Stocks are still declining, and they're only trading at a discount. They haven't collapsed. They will collapse. But between now and December, I'm telling you again, a year later, between now and Christmas, you'll have a chance to sell. Okay, the market will go up, and so you'll want to get out because it's a barrel race. Brent right now is at 93, 94. It'll go over 100. Heating oil is at 350. It's going to go to 5. Gas is, natural gas is at $6. It's going to head up to $8 or $9, and particularly in Europe because of the mess over there. So I just wanted a final thought after the election on November 10th, other than to say happy birthday to you, to Thomas, to let all you know, take advantage of this opportunity if you haven't to sell. You'll be able to buy anything you sell back cheaper in 6 months. And even if you want to buy it back, it'll take years for it to go back up again. So there you go. My final thought. All right.
Sounds good to me. All right. All right. Thanks for watching. Hey, don't forget, we are on Saturday radio, 8 to 11 Mountain Time. Check that out. Don't forget to subscribe. Ring the notification bell. Like us and leave a comment. And we will see you next Tuesday, and you will hear you on the radio on Saturday. So
happy birthday, Eagle Man.
All right.
I got it. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. And-